This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 55 for Sunday, June 9th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Happy Sunday. Happy have the house to ourselves day.
Yeah, today it's just us, you, me, and the kitty.
Yep. Kids are at D&D. My mom left yesterday. Was it yesterday? Friday.
Friday, 2 days ago.
Boy. And so it's kind of nice to get back into our little routine.
Yeah, and then now it's Sunday, so that means I got to go back to work tomorrow. So.
And I got to pack for, where are we going? Boston.
Boston, yeah. we'll talk about that in a minute, I guess. Yep. So.
This week we took a little bit of personal time for family events. Our daughter graduated from high school this week. Woo! So we had some... That's cute. We had a number of school activities to attend, plus my mom came out for the ceremony, which meant a little less focus on business for several days. I don't know about you, but it was kind of nice to take a step back just for a couple days, especially after coming back from Raleigh.
But, well, yeah, it was, but I had things to do, and you know, there was always one school event, and then the next night is another, and then the Golden Tassel and choir, and I mean, just it was like one thing after another.
And yeah, if I hear that one song again,
Chili con carne,
I will scream. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna go on an outtake, I think, now.
Yeah, now we gear up for Boston, so it's not like we get much of a break.
No, well, at least we had a week off anyway, so to speak.
Well, week of driving, and Garrett started his new job, and but it could be worse.
Yeah, we could have had a show.
Could have not graduated, and could have not had a job, and mom could have had a problem in travel, or
cat could have died. I mean, anything
could
have
happened. Shut up. She didn't do it.
Boy. All right, so that was that. And yesterday we were on FP Geeks FP TV with
do that applause thing again.
Oh, you want me to do that applause thing again? There we go.
Aziza, that's for you.
With Aziza and Stephen Brown.
It was fun.
Love those two. Love those two. So. We touched a little bit on repair do's and don'ts.
My do is turn it over to you.
Walk it across the hallway. I think it was a real basic beginner's what to do, what not to do, and know your limitations. And so I think it was good. And maybe someday we'll expand on that. But it gets harder to expand on it without getting into specifics of. Vacuumatic repair, snorkel repair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
snorkels just confuse me. You know, I am not too proud to say that. That just confuses me.
I was gonna go over to pull a snorkel on my desk. I look and there's pens on my desk that weren't here not 20 minutes ago.
You're welcome.
Like, wow, cool.
Yeah, but I took some.
You what?
I did.
What the heck, man?
Well, I took a couple of mine, and one. We'll see if you miss it. So
you took a pen without a nib?
Oh no! All my pens have nibs. I have pens with nibs.
I know which one you took.
Okay, good.
Are you claiming that for yourself?
I think we're going to talk about that in a little while. I think we might.
All right. Snorkels are cool. I think I'm fascinated.
They confuse me. Well, fascinate yourself. They confuse me.
Wow. Fascinate myself.
There you go. That's good.
That was good.
Aziza, right? Stay on that elliptical, baby girl. Don't fall off. So what do we have coming up?
In case you haven't heard it, the first four times we mentioned it, the Boston, I believe it's the New England Penn Show.
In Boston.
Held in Boston. I don't know why people just don't call these Penn Shows where they're at, because it's just so much easier.
Well, because who the heck knows where Cary North Carolina.
Yeah, but it's
Raleigh Pinchot.
It's Raleigh. You know, it's not the, the triangle Pinchot. Well, that's fine. But I mean, Boston, there's no, no bones about it, man.
Yeah,
it's Boston. So, June 14th through the 16th, which is, what does that make it? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we got quite a bit of a drive ahead of us. So I think we're leaving Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Yeah.
1 o'clock in the morning or something.
Something like that. I hate getting to Chicago during rush hour.
Yeah. Driving at nights, it stinks, but you know, there's no traffic. So it's always, if you can do it, it's pretty good.
Just us and the deer. And the truckers.
Oh man.
There's a bar joke in there somewhere.
There is.
Trucker, yeah. Anderson and a deer walk into a bar.
So it starts later on Friday, which is nice. I like that. We should try to get there before 11.
Oh yeah. My plan is like 9.
Okay. Friday 11 to 1 is dealer setup and it's early buying. So that's the time to go. Yep. 1 to 6 then is the public show. And then there's a reception apparently at 6 o'clock.
For exhibitors and weekend traders.
Exhibitors and weekend traders. Right. So,
awesome.
That's pretty cool. I'm trying to see here. What is the cost to getting into the show here? Isn't it like $7 or something like that?
I think so. I'm looking on the website.
Yeah, I don't see it. Saturday is going to be the big day, I suspect, as always. 8 to 10, dealer setup, early buying. Public show is from 10 until 6.
Awesome.
Which is going to be great. Deb Basil Calligraphy Workshop from 12 to 2. And that's $20. That includes the pen and 2 hours of hands-on training with Deb. And she's fantastic. Phenomenal. And you know more about her background. She trained with Michael Saul. Is that correct?
She said that she was one of the few people in the country who had either trained with him or studied his method, and he has authorized her to teach his method or something like incredibly impressive.
Yeah, he's if you don't know who he is, he writes
a master.
Like, yes. This is what he writes like.
But so. Deb is, I've given presentations in the same room after Deb, and she's very hands-on. It's very interactive. It's not just watching somebody show you how. It's actually doing it, and she gives the paper and the pens. I mean, you're $20 for supplies. You get great supplies. And for 2 hours, you get... you know, not one-on-one, but very small class training, and she's very thorough, and she's just so sweet.
Yeah, she's really cool. So,
yep.
That's going on Saturday, 12 to 2. Sunday is pretty much a mirror of Saturday, except 8 to 10 early buying, public show 10 to 5. So it ends an hour earlier. Deb Basil's workshop 12 to 2. So, it's a full, very full 3-day show with quite a number of exhibitors going to be there. One of the ones I'm interested in checking out, of course, is Nathan Tardif from Noodlers.
That'll be fun.
And this is his one and only pen show appearance since he is from Boston. I've never actually met the man, so it'd be nice to meet the guy who
makes us stuff.
Yeah,
he makes us stuff.
And he has a rumor of a new prototype pen that he's hoping to have at the show, a new safety.
Cool.
So
that'll
based on the Waterman 42. So hopefully it's not a flex pen.
God.
if he just make a pen that's not a flex pen, I think it would be
that'd be cool.
You have some options. So he's going to be there. Let's see. Gary Lair is going to be there. So guaranteed to be some ridiculously beautiful killer pens.
Yep.
Franklin Christoph, who we're looking forward to see. They're always fun. Jim and Scott.
Yep.
Nice pens, too. I really enjoy the one that I have. Andy Beliveau is going to be there. John Corwin. Pendleton Brown is going to be doing some grinding.
Yep.
Roger Cromwell is going to have his Penscape pens there. Yep. Some of those are pretty cool. Let's see who else here that we know.
Jimmy Dolev
is going to be there. Yep.
And Hirsch?
Jim Baer is going to be there. He's got some nice vintage pens. Yeah, shout out to Jim. Hirsch Davis, of course, and who else? A couple other people in there I'm not familiar with, but lots of bigger names. So I think it's going to be. We've never been, so let's hope for the best. No.
Oh, it'll be fun. It's a pen show. Yeah, what's not to like?
It's a pen show. Yeah. So I guess that means we're going to have a wish list of sorts.
You know, I don't think I've ever been to Boston.
Oh my God. Really?
You know, and I'm from upstate New York, and we took a school trip when I was in high school to Washington. I've been to New York. I don't know that I've ever been to Boston. So we may have to get like some postcards or pictures.
We could go to Cheers. I've been to Boston once. I went to Cheers.
Did they scream out your name?
They did not scream out my name, but at that point, by the time I got there, I was ready to probably drink anything because I had just been almost towed from my vehicle while I was in the car at a stop sign by a Boston police officer.
Wow. That's impressive. I'm not sure what that is. That's weird. How do you do that?
Well, you know, I had apparently I had a company car at the time, and the plates had expired en route to Boston, and I was trying to explain it to the officer, and he thought I was, you know, being cocky, and he threatened to tow the car while I was in it.
How do they expire right then and there? En route?
Like I had been gone for a couple of days, and the renewal never actually made it. We never actually got it. So here I'm driving, you know, cross country with.
So how is the jail in Boston?
I tell you what, I saw at least three different police department precincts in Boston that weekend, trying to track down and explain my story. But anyway,
am I married to a felon?
No, you're not married to a felon. I ended up having to I had to pay the dang fine. But had he actually listened to me, it would have been fine. But that's another story.
All right. So the moral of the story is make sure that the car tag is up to date, which it is.
Up to date, yeah.
And I'm driving.
Yeah, you're driving. Hey, I wasn't driving at the time either, so I still got in trouble.
All right.
I'm looking forward to maybe some local Boston food. I mean, we're going to be in Boston, so there's got to be some Boston baked beans, right? Mashies, a pub or something?
Pub. I'm going
isn't
to
there, pub. Isn't there a pub up the street?
I think so. We have a coupon for it, so I think we're going to hit that.
the coupon queen. She's got a coupon.
I like coupons.
So that'll be good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. The hotel is right downtown. It looks like a gorgeous hotel. So that'll be nice. And, we'll check out some local cuisine, maybe a local microbrew. We usually do well with those. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep. I'm sorry to say that I do not have any weird and scary Boston stories, but maybe I can make one up. Maybe something crazy will happen in Boston.
Maybe. I don't know. I hope so, actually. I'm thinking it involves you. No. We did have a question, I guess, from the audience, as it were, this last week. So I thought maybe we'd bring that up.
Okay.
The question is, how do I know when the sack in my lever filler is ready for replacing?
I know my answer.
What is your answer?
When it's crunchy.
It's crunchy. It's nice.
When it makes that crunching noise. Yeah.
When it sounds like a maraca.
or like when you move the lever and it crunches like you just stepped on a pretzel or something. That's a bad
thing. Cockroach.
Ew. Pens do not sound like cockroaches.
Good question. I guess, okay, so that is one way to gauge it, I guess. My answer would be if it's a recent acquisition for you, a general rule of thumb, unless you know the person you bought it from recently replaced the sack, always replace the sack.
Okay.
That's my rule of
thumb. Because you don't know how old it is.
You don't know how old it is. While it may work, there's nothing saying that there isn't wear on the. It's not saying that the sack is even incorrectly. I mean, I've purchased pens before that had seemingly working sacks, but when I pulled it out, the sack was too long or there's a puncture. Yep. The J-bar had been replaced and it had not been trimmed down so that there's a puncture actually where the J-bar meets the end of the section nipple where there's a lot of friction there. So while it seems like the sack is in working order, it may actually suck some ink up or water. That hole is going to cause some problems. So they can also get they can be flexible, but they can still be they start to get tough.
Or if it doesn't take in as much ink as it used to, or
yeah. So generally speaking, I think if it's a new acquisition, then try to replace it. Now, of course, if it's a extremely rare pen, then that's a whole nother ball game. But
then why are you writing with it anyway?
Send it to me.
There you go. I still like my answer. If it's crunchy, replace it.
Yeah, your answer is correct 100% of the time.
Awesome. Woo!
Oh, what else do we have this week?
I don't know. You said you were going to challenge me.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay, here's I don't know what we'll call this. Well, maybe we'll do this from time to time. We'll see how it works out. I just impromptu named it Brian's Weird Pen of the Week.
Oh, God.
And let's see if you can. Now, you may not be able to notice it if I hold it up. So there it is. Have you seen this pen before? You probably haven't.
I don't know.
It's black.
Oh, gee. Oh, it has a nib. Now that narrows it down a lot.
A nib. It's a steel nib.
Okay.
All right. So it's black.
Yep. It's all not right. An Esterbrook.
It's not an Esterbrook. Okay. Now here's the part that's tricky here. So I'm going to do this. This has a little end here that unscrews.
All right. Somebody's got to help me with this. Anybody in the chat? Okay.
And right. This part pulls out.
All right. I don't know.
And I'll give you another hint. Okay, you know what this is yet?
The brand? No.
No, I don't even know what brand it is. I'll give you a hint. It's hard rubber.
Of course it is. So it's a tire with a nib.
It's a tire with a steel nib.
I don't know.
Okay. This here, what do you think this mechanism would be? There's a long rod that pulls out the end of a blind cap. Any idea what that is?
It's not a plunger filler.
It's not a plunger filler. That is correct.
I don't know.
Well, what else could it be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I leave that to you.
All right. This is a Japanese pen.
Okay.
As far as I can tell, this is made about World War II era.
Well, does it have a snorkel? Does it have a...
No, it's just as a standard open steel nib. It's got a really kind of a cool keyhole, vent hole on it.
Okay.
Everything on the pen is in Japanese.
Oh, because I read Japanese.
Is in kanji. But if, knowing that, now, and this is actually lacquer over hard rubber, so it's a little mushy, but there's no pattern on it. This here is actually an ink shutoff.
Oh, that's a...
It's an eyedropper.
No. That's the funkiest eyedropper. I thought the whole point of an eyedropper is it's just like...
No, see, it unthreads. It unthreads, okay? So you fill it up.
That's weird.
Now, the thing is you would never pull this all the way out.
But you did. So is it broken?
Well, I did, but you can't. I did that just to confuse you.
You win.
The thing is you would just, if you're going to use this, now when this is threaded all the way close, it shuts off complete flow. Just kind of like the Twisby VAC 700 does. So you would just loosen this up just a little bit, and then you would write with it. And that backs this plunger filler off.
That seems counterintuitive. I mean, isn't the point of an eyedropper that it's just got this continuous ink source?
Yeah, but the temperature, the climate in Japan, the humidity, it does weird things to eyedroppers, and then that constant expansion of the air inside an eyedropper can cause the pen to leak. You often see Japanese eyedropper pens with an ink shutoff system, which looks like it's a plunger fill, but it's not.
Okay. You so stumped now,
if,
me.
If this is you. If this is fully restored properly, the seal in the back would prevent ink from coming out when this is extended.
Okay. That's kind of cool. So,
there it is. And
it has a nib and it's black hard rubber. I'm so impressed.
It's black hard rubber. And I was looking through the pen chest to try to find it and to find something interesting. And I thought, well, I didn't forget I had it, but I don't ever use it. But it would be interesting to bring it to the next show and see if we can find one of our Japanese friends that maybe can interpret the markings on the barrel. It's pretty clean imprint. So, but from my understanding, there were hundreds of manufacturers in Japan during that time. So
you got me. I never would have gotten that one. It's so much harder for me to find a pen to stump you with. I'll work on it though. You watch me.
You might have some.
I might.
You've got a whole tray. You need like a second tray now.
I do. Pages. I'm getting there.
See, do I have anything else here that I can stump you with?
No.
What do you mean no? How about this right here? What have I got here?
How about no?
How about no? Why not?
Because we have other things to handle.
What other things do we have to handle?
We have all sorts of cool stuff on the website and Father's Day's coming up. And
you don't want to hear about this pen?
No.
Okay. This one, for the record, does not have a nib.
No, really.
But this has.
Aziza, join me. No.
This has interesting French and English connections.
Wasn't that a movie, The French Connection?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
All right.
We'll save that for another week, I guess.
There you go.
Find the right name for it. Okay, so we have new stuff up on the website.
We do. We have a bunch of stuff that just came in the last week or two, and between the end of the school year and getting ready for Raleigh and then coming home and then getting ready for Boston, we finally got some of it up, and we're getting some of it up onto the website.
Yeah, I did get some of it. Yesterday, it was finally, the weather was nice enough to sit outside and get the laptop out and work on
something. Awesome. So let's see. What do we have? What did you get up?
Waterman Parker Ink.
Oh, beautiful.
So there's still more of that to come. Cartridges.
Well, we haven't even gotten all of it. We got Sharpies instead of ink.
Anybody interested in Sharpies?
I did not order a gross of Sharpies, I assure you.
Oh, man. They're kind of cool looking Sharpies, though.
I don't care. We're not keeping them. They're going back.
I mean, I would use a Sharpie over a ballpoint. Maybe that'd be a good poll question.
Well, Sharpies come in cool colors. And I mean, we even have, do I have it here? I do. The stainless steel Sharpie.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that mine?
No, I have mine.
Oh, no. Go away.
Keep away from my pen.
All right. Yeah, I've got one too. Here's mine.
All right. So
I got this for Christmas one year.
Did you get
this for me for Christmas?
I did, because I'm awesome that way. So yeah, Waterman and Parker Ink, we finally have it. It's up on the site, sold like crazy in Raleigh. So we'll bring more to Boston.
What else? We got the Parker IMs, which are really, really nice pens.
Yep.
I've been pleased with mine. I really like the color. It's very, very similar to the Levenger 25th anniversary pen.
I bought you one of those.
You did, yeah, actually you did. It's I might happen to have it handy within reaching distance here.
And let's see, the Sonnet is up.
Actually. Oh, yeah, look at that.
So which one copied which?
Oh, I'm sure Levenger copied Parker. I'm sure. Yeah, here's the...
Okay.
It's a little different pattern. There's like almost a chase pattern on the True Writer.
Right.
And the IM's got a grid pattern on it, but the same kind of idea.
Very cool.
So we got some Sonnets, the stainless steel one that I've been using for a couple weeks now, or for a week now. This guy here. And you've got the red. That's going to be
I've got the red. This is gorgeous.
And then, of course,
absolutely gorgeous.
The Fougere, the sterling silver.
That one, what's better than gorgeous? Breathtaking.
I don't know. You think we should keep one of these?
No.
Look at that. It's 18 karat nib. Two-tone.
Gorgeous.
Two-tone, and really nice, nice, super nice section on it.
We only have a couple, and I think that they need to go to new homes.
Maybe I should. And they're all medium, except for there is one that's an oblique medium. I think maybe I'll keep that one.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Why not?
No, because I'm going to sell it.
Oh, all right. Well, Waterman Perspectives are coming up yet. Those are kind of nice pens.
Is that the one I have here?
That's the one that you have, yeah.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
They're kind of fun. Good writers.
Yeah.
Nice weight. I really like it a lot.
What did you get? Did you get the fine nib on that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Pilot Vanishing Point, the limited edition, I think that was it the 2012 model or 2013?
13.
The charcoal marble gray, which has been sold out for a long time.
Since like the second week it came out.
Yeah.
They were in and out.
We did manage to grab three of them.
Yep. So that's cool.
Those are up. Of course, Twisby notebooks, we got those up last week.
Yep, very cool.
Three different kinds.
Really nice quality. Mm-hmm. I'm very pleased. I like the pocket in the back.
Yeah, that's kind of a different. I don't. Does any other paper manufacturer do that? That's kind of
Rhodia
cool.
Rhodia does that.
Do they?
On some of theirs, yeah.
That's they neat. That's a cool. You know, you put your seats in there. It is a
very yep, very cool feature.
You know, if you use these these note cards, like these Levenger style note cards. Or index cards, you can put them
cards,
in there.
Yeah. Anything. Put your ID and.
Yeah, they make a small pocket. I mean, the more I talk about it, the more I'm talking into buying one for myself.
Ooh, there you go.
Those are up. The Stipula, new Stipula inks, Musk Green, Sepia, those are up.
Well, Musk Green we've had for a while. We've had it at shows, but it sells so fast. We really haven't had time to get it up on the site until now. And Sepia has been out forever. First, they were out of it. Then they didn't have the boxes. That was a crazy story that we heard in Atlanta.
Well, they had. Can we tell the story?
I think so.
There was you heard it, I think, firsthand. But I think there's a story goes. There's one guy who makes the boxes.
Mm-hmm. In Italy.
In Italy, for Stipula, and he went missing.
He disappeared.
They couldn't find him.
He didn't answer his phone calls. He wasn't answering his email. They were actually going to have somebody in Italy go see him to make sure he was okay.
Yeah, that's right. That happened during, what was it, Philly?
Atlanta.
Or Baltimore or something?
Atlanta.
Okay. And they were going to go to the guy's house to make sure he's... So apparently they found him. But they had all this ink that was all
ready to
bottled
go,
up and no ready
boxes.
To go, but they had no boxes.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to going to L.A. and being able to go and tap our own ink.
Oh man, I totally want to get one of those suits like in Breaking Bad, and then just give me a picture of like it was like pulling down a beer, just and then filling up my own bottle.
That would be weird.
I want That'd a picture cool. of that.
Yeah, with
goggles.
Oh
ink
yeah,
going everywhere because that's probably how I roll.
I think that they're probably a little neater.
Oh, they probably are, but I mean, for theatrical effect, maybe they'd let us just like.
They're going to make you pay for all the ink you sprayed all over.
I don't care. I'll buy two bottles of ink for
just so you can splatter it. There you go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
So we'll see if we can arrange it. That's going to be.
Just don't get it in my hair.
I won't get it in your hair.
Okay.
I know. I know the rules.
No ink in the hair. Okay. Let's see. We also. It's been really gorgeous, and I've been on a little bit of a creative spree. So we've got some new botanical note card designs that we will debut in Boston, so that'll be fun.
You know, I don't think I've even seen these.
Oh, they've been in the care packages. We've gotten a lot of positive response. So, yeah.
Maybe I know which ones you're talking about. You have like literally hundreds of designs that
I know.
You pore over to decide whether or not they're worthy of being included.
Exactly.
So these would be good.
Yep. So. And then Father's Day is a week from today.
Woo!
I know.
Now, are there pens involved for Father's Day?
For you, yes, because we will be at a show on Father's Day.
That's okay.
You can get two. One for Father's Day, one because it's a show.
Super. You heard it here, folks.
But if you're looking for a present for dad, on the website, just request gift wrap, and I'll be happy to wrap your order for Father's Day. Awesome. One thing we do need to mention is that we leave Wednesday night, Thursday, like 2 a.m. So orders that come in after 12 noon on Wednesday will not ship out until Tuesday the 18th. Because we'll be gone, driving, recovering. I don't think we're going to get back until like late Monday.
Well, I've got until Tuesday morning at 8 to get back. So
there you go. What else we got going on?
Also on the boards, if you want to check it out, we have some consignment offerings that we got in. Keep an eye out for those. Pentrace, probably Pentrace, FPN, FP Classifieds, and or the FP Geeks forums for some of these. Some of our, of them are for our friend Tim Verputin, who passed away recently, and we're handling his pens for his wife and daughter. We'd like to help him out by getting them something for these pens. So just keep an eye. Some of there's some really nice ones.
Yep.
I keep looking at that Pelican 400N. That blue one is really pretty.
It is. It is. He's got some nice stuff and also a lot of just good users.
Yeah.
So it's not all high-end stuff. So
if not at all.
Or just a good user, there are definitely some good bargains. We just heard from his daughter today, in fact. So
some good deals on some ink that's mostly full too. So
yep.
Buying samples, you can get some of those maybe.
Yep. Yep.
Like so some of the, there's a bunch of those shorter diamine, those 30 mil.
The small diamine, right. Yeah. Right. Those are cool. So it's a good cause, and it's a great way to pick up a couple things that maybe you've been looking at for a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, so keep an eye out that. We really appreciate if there's something you see that you're interested in, let us know.
Just let us know.
We'd like to help them out. So.
Yep. And then we've got a new blog post or two coming up this week. And I think one of these days we need a new set of weekly carry posts.
Yeah, I know. I'm due. I think I'm the next one that's supposed to do it. But
I don't know. It's been a while. Not that much has changed for you. But
lifestyle-wise,
you still go to work.
I do still go to work.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's sad about that. We actually had a friend of ours email and say that he thought I had stopped working and was full time with Anderson Pens, and he actually had a toast with a fellow IT, a friend of his, to
commiserate
my leaving. At the time, PCI compliance, but
that was Ed.
That was Ed, yeah. Yep. So shout out to Ed at least.
There you go. I don't know. Well, so your situation hasn't changed that much, but mine has. Teaching's done. Let me have some applause for that.
You want some applause for that?
I do. Semester is over. So I'm not. My weekly carry isn't really carried anymore. It just sits on my desk. So but the pens that I use are different now, so it'll be fun to see the difference from the last time I did it to what I'm actually using now.
Okay. You probably won't recognize mine, because mine's actually rotated quite a bit.
Oh, not me.
Well, I've got the two new Parkers that I've been using, and the Tyrannus.
I've got my Tyrannus, which finally came. I'm so excited.
Have you inked that up yet?
No. Today.
What color ink are you going to put in that?
I am going to put in the Pelican Turquoise Blue, which is in my Twisby ink bottle.
Which is in that big quart jar that's on the counter in the kitchen, the mason jar? Yeah. Yes, folks, we are that geeky. We have a mason jar of Pelican 4001 turquoise in the kitchen on the counter.
Actually, it's over by the toaster. But yeah, anyway.
Because everybody needs that.
Well, you know.
All right. So, anything else?
We have some shout outs.
Okay. So, we already mentioned Ed, my PCI, my PCI buddy Ed.
Yep. Definitely a shout out to Aziza and Steven for hosting us on the Geeks yesterday. We had a blast. It's always fun to be on air with them, but I think I enjoy the before and after even more.
The green room?
Yeah, the green room, and then, you know, going out for cyber drinks after, kind of thing. And then shout out to George. We're going to miss you this weekend.
Yes, we will.
But give a shout out to Krista. Listening. We may see her this coming weekend.
We should. It's like in her backyard.
Yep. So that would be interesting.
So she's going to come and torture me with some hard rubber diamond point that she
probably has. Probably, yeah. And of course, a shout out to everybody in the chat.
Yep. So. All right. Well, we'll keep it relatively short this week. So next week will be the show. So we'll be doing it on Tuesday after that. So we'll have a full report on the show.
Yep. Hopefully it's going to be rocking, awesome, and busy, and we're going to see some really awesome pens and amazing people, and it'll be a good time.
I think so. With the list of exhibitors there, I think there's going to be it's going to be well attended. So Rob seems to be doing a pretty good job of the promo on it. So,
well, it's a pen show. What's not to like?
I know. So, all right. I guess that's it for this week. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Check out our blog, blog.andersonpens.net.
And in case you haven't figured it out, the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. So.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.